Welcome, everybody, to the latest edition of the Purple Knights podcast. And today I'm joined by a very special guest, owner and operator of Laura Margot Murals and Custom Art, Laura M. Johnson. Thank you for being here, Laura.
Thanks, Chris. Oh, it's such an honor to be on the podcast.
Yeah, well, it's an honor to have you. And for those of you that have been checking out my Instagram feed and also my video shorts on the YouTube channel, you guys will know that I'm putting together a prints room. And a big part of that was having my ceiling painted as the clouds and blue sky and white clouds, and then having the ceiling sort of flow into a big wall mural. And Laura is the one that made that happen. The tremendously talented artist that I've been getting messages about constantly since I posted those things on social media with the whole time lapse of the creation of the mural and everything. And the feedback that I've gotten has been tremendously positive. And there's even been one of my friends on social media from France that actually asked you if you'd be willing to travel to France to do a mural on her wall,
yeah.
Which I thought was a pretty incredible, amazing request. So,
same. pretty amazing.
Yeah, I mean, I just can't say enough about, well, to begin with, enough about you and your talent, but also it was so neat how this all sort of came together. It just sort of, all the pieces fell together very quickly and very naturally. And I was telling a friend of mine yesterday that I don't really believe in coincidences. I believe things happen for a reason. And I think I found you because you were the only person that could have done the mural justice and could have done it the exact right way, how it worked out. So I'm very honored that things worked out the way they did. And like I say, very honored to have you on the podcast to get your name out there, get you a little bit more exposure, hopefully, and just let people know what kind of person you are and the upbeat, positive energy you have, and the tremendously positive experience of working with you, and being around, being in your energy was very, very positive for me. And so I just wanted to share that with my audience. But thank you again so much for being here.
And well, I mean, and again, thank you to you too, Chris. And I agree with you. I don't really believe in coincidences either. I often think there's kind of a greater plan at play.
Yes.
So
yes, I agree.
I think we were meant to do this project together. And
oh, for sure.
It's for been sure. Kind of
I wanted to start out by asking you about have you always been creative and artistic? I mean, how did that passion sort of begin for you, and how did it sort of ignite into being a career as a muralist and just an overall artist?
Yeah. It's been, it's definitely been a journey. So I'm 34. And I have art and creativity has always been a part of my life. And I think that from a young age, it was kind of what I did to fill my time. I'm from rural South Dakota, and my We didn't have cable, you know, where we lived. We didn't have a lot of neighbors nearby, but I have three sisters. And I mean, kind of drawing, playing Barbies, putting on little musicals in our living room. I mean, like, that was sort of how I grew up. I did dance, I sang, and kind of art and creative activities in general have always been kind of what lit me up and just what I've, you know, if I'm going to be doing anything, that's what I always manage to gravitate toward. And kind of always how I enjoy spending my time and kind of feel my most present, maybe my most authentic, kind of working on those projects.
Sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And I guess like, but I didn't do it professionally for a long time. I think I kind of felt for quite a while that it was kind of something that was a hobby of mine, but I didn't know if I could make it into a career. But painting murals is something, it was a trend that started to come up kind of over and over again in my life. And so even when I was then working in marketing and I worked in finance for a while, I have a business degree. Murals kind of kept happening, and I started then kind of doing them on the side as a kind of a passion project because I just loved the work. I loved creating the murals. I loved the work with clients. I loved just the creation of something that can change. Yeah. What we were talking about, the energy of a space, right. so completely. And so, you know, eventually I kind of like had to sort of face the music in the best way possible, where I was like, oh my gosh, this is what I want to do. This is the work I want to do, the work I feel called to do. And I think I'm just going to take the leap of faith. And, you know, it's been a wonderful experience doing this with my career, you know.
Right.
Pleasure. Yeah.
Right. Well, speaking of the fact that neither of us believe in coincidences, it's funny how the universe kind of, you know, keeps things popping up or recurring in our lives as sort of a nudge to say, hey, you know, this is what you're called to do. You know, you're passionate about it. You know, this is what you're meant to be doing. And it's funny how the universe works like that, but
it definitely
does, because I feel one of my callings was to be able to do this, not mm-hmm. only to share my passion with Prince and his life and work, but also to connect with tremendously creative and talented people like yourself who deserve a platform to be uplifted and showcased. So I feel very blessed to do what I do with this podcast, and yeah, it's a calling. It really is. Yeah. So
such a creative act too, you know. I mean, right, I think that right. That's one of the beautiful things. I think the beautiful things about creativity is the many different ways that it can manifest, you know.
Right.
And,
right.
And that it's so empowering when you start creating the thing that you kind of maybe think about for a long time and kind of should I, can I, do I have all the knowledge I need? Do right. I, you know, will anyone, you know, want what I'm offering or the thing I want to make? And
right.
It's easy to let those things kind of get in your way for a long time. And then right. I think it's such a beautiful release when you start actually moving toward the direction of your dream, you know, whatever right. dream it is.
Right. And Prince had a lot of good quotes about creation. One general one that's in his memoir that was published in 2019, I believe. It was unfinished, but they sort of padded it out with photos and things like that, and a really lengthy, really good foreword by the Prince's co-writer that he hired. But one of Prince's quotes in that memoir is that I encourage everybody to create. He said, start by creating your life and then just go from there.
Yeah.
And I really like that quote. And then another quote that he had was, to create something from nothing would be something that I wish for everybody. Hmm. He said that it's heaven. So I definitely agree with that. And I've been very creative too. I'm 43, but growing up, you know, it was different for me because I was born 3 months premature and suffered brain damage at birth, which resulted in cerebral palsy. And I wasn't even officially diagnosed until age 2. Mm-hmm. So things were kind of, you know, really unknown back then.
Yeah.
As far as prognosis and stuff like that. But as I grew up, you know, I couldn't really be as physically active as I wished. So I used my imagination a lot of the time to, like you say, fill my time, you know, fill up my time. And a lot of that was writing. I did a lot of writing, and I also did a lot of little art and drawing on the side, but I was never really good at it, so I didn't develop as much of a passion for that. But I also did a lot with music in terms of creating these radio shows or these DJ platforms where I would introduce songs like a radio mm-hmm. radio DJ and do my own radio shows and stuff like that growing up. So yeah, I tapped into my creative spirit also from a very early age, and it's a very important, I think, quality to have, to be able to tap into your imagination and that part of yourself that can, you know, create something from inside yourself and you know, not only surprise yourself and enrich yourself and enrich your own soul, but also touch other people with what you create. It's the best feeling in the world. So definitely. Yeah, creativity is very important, and it's a vital part of existence, I think. And you know, going along with that conversation, you know, there's a lot of talk in recent years about how the arts are kind of getting pushed aside and lost a little bit, especially in schools and like music schools and art schools. And I'm a big proponent of being able to save those types of things, because they're very important for young people, especially to have that means and that platform for creative expression. So
totally, I agree.
I really believe in that as well. Mm-hmm. But so you went to the University of Minnesota for business.
Mm-hmm.
So the art thing was just kind of a byproduct of your own passion and your own interests, and it just sort of blossomed from that. That's really interesting to think of, because, you know, this podcast has kind of done the same thing for me. It was kind of like a passion project or a hobby, but it's opened me to other things and other opportunities as well. So it's funny how things can work that way and sort of snowball into other avenues that you wouldn't have normally imagined for yourself.
Definitely. But,
I thought we could talk a little bit about the genesis of the project, because I know the friend of mine that suggested that I have you on the podcast, Adam Rudiger, from Melbourne, Australia, I've had him on the podcast before. Very, very talented musician, and he was just very interested in learning about the process and the whole backstory of how our collaboration, Laura, came together, and sort of the elements that went into it, and just, you know, things from your perspective and my perspective as well, as far as, you know, how the project came together, how it went, how it's, you know, from my personal standpoint, the personal and the spiritual meaning to me of having, you know, a part of the essence and the energy of Paisley Park in my home now.
In your home, yeah, totally. It's something I think a lot of people don't realize, that murals are something that you could put in your home. So yes. Yeah. I mean, I think even like, yeah, maybe, I mean, how long had you wanted a mural in your home?
Oh, I guess I've dreamt of having a Prince mural in my house for at least probably 30 years.
That's awesome.
And I'm 43 now, so that'll, mm-hmm. you know, 12, 13, you know, somewhere right. around in there, you know, the idea sort of, you know, germinated in my head, but it never, you know, I never thought it could become reality until recently. A couple years ago, my mom finally purchased her own house at the age of 74. So she became a first time homeowner at the age of 74. So, without that happening, you know, this mural probably never could have happened, because right. I doubt a landlord is going to approve,
no.
you know, a full scale mural on a wall of a room. So, again, it's the serendipity and the synchronicity of how things come together, and just, you know, how the dominoes fall
exactly.
perfectly. But exactly. yeah, but it had been a long time dream of mine, and I never actually knew exactly what I wanted in a mural, but I knew I wanted, you know, Prince front and center, and in some type of colorful environment with lots of interesting things around him, and you know, so when I found you on thumbtack.com, which is a website for what would you say, like home
yeah.
projects and things
yeah,
like
I'd
that.
Yeah, like home projects and contractors.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's what it is. And when we brought you in for that consult, and we started, me, you, and my mom started discussing, you know, ideas, throwing ideas out there for a mural. And, you know, it was a really exciting time, because it's like, wow, you know, this dream or this goal that I've had for so long is finally coming into fruition. It's manifesting. I'm a big believer in manifestation as well, and the power of thought.
I am too. I think that's very powerful. Yeah.
So, and Prince did as well. One of his quotes that's painted on one of his walls in his bedroom, upstairs bedroom at Paisley Park, was, "Everything you think is true." In other words, what you think will manifest.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, so it was very, so
yeah.
I don't know, could you talk a little bit about that consult and your
sure.
memory of what we kind of all three came together for, you know, with the consensus
yeah.
artistically as sort of the creative triumvirate that put this
absolutely
mural yeah. idea together.
Definitely. Yeah. So, I mean, you know, when we first spoke, you know, I think one of the first things I told you is that I like to meet with clients to ideally in person when possible. I mean, you know, sometimes consultations can happen virtually or kind of via just looking at photos and pictures and stuff. But there is something really special about getting to be, you know, together in the space where the artwork is going to be created, because I
Yes.
think that, you know, it then is, I mean, I have, you know, my own background in art and my preferences and my visions and things like that, but that the like meeting with you and with your mom and talking about kind of what you had envisioned for this mural and kind of the elements you wanted and kind of like the overall atmosphere that you wanted to channel. And I mean, you pulled up the pictures of Paisley Park and kind of said like this is what I want this room to feel like. I really want this space to be a tribute to Prince, to this amazing artist who, you know, has been such a creative kind of influence on you throughout your life. And even that was really helpful to me because I had the privilege of visiting Paisley Park a couple of years ago, and I mean, just being in that space is a beautiful feeling, you know. I mean,
Yes,
every
yes.
detail was so carefully designed and to just create this really just beautiful, you know, powerful, like unique space. You know, I think that one of the coolest things, yeah, I mean, about Prince just as an artist is just how true to himself he always was, and the permission that he gives to anyone, you know, to like be yourself, you know, and to like share that, you know. And so I think that like when we were talking about the design and kind of what you wanted the overall feeling to be, I think that was kind of where it starts, you know. I mean, kind of the feeling and like what you want the space to be is where it starts, and then you can start moving into a design phase where it's like, okay, like how do we what pose do we you know how do we want Prince to be presenting himself in this, what elements and things like that. And so, but all of those things kind of get discussed at that first initial consultation, you know, that we did. And then from there, yeah, you start actually drilling down into, okay, what does this look like as a concept
Right,
you're going to create? Yeah.
right, right. So we had my mom actually had the idea for the instruments, to include the instruments, the piano and the guitar. I'm unsure how to pronounce his name, so I hate, risking butchering it, but Dave Rusan or Russin, I'm not sure how to pronounce his name. It's Rusan. But I'm sure all hardcore Prince fans know who he is. He's the man who originally designed the cloud guitar for Prince, which is one element of the mural. I have a peach cloud guitar on the mural to Prince's left. He himself is very impressed by the mural and all the reels and the time lapses and stuff on Instagram.
Yeah, that was
In
amazing.
fact, I just saw today that he had invited me to his guitar shop to take a look at some of the guitars
Cool.
being made. So, that's quite a special invitation for
That's
me.
amazing. That is really cool.
And then the purple Yamaha piano and bench, of course. Laura, I don't know how much you know about this, but Prince's last tour before he passed was called Piano and a Microphone.
Wow.
And I didn't know that. Yamaha had custom built that special purple piano for future legs of the Piano and Microphone tour. And Prince was never able to use the Yamaha piano on the tour, but it was kind of a symbol of his lasting legacy, a symbol of that final tour, and a symbol of, you know, what he stood for in his artistry. So to have that, excuse me, to have that be incorporated into the mural is kind of a very special element, because it's sort of a symbol of his lasting legacy, not to mention that piano and guitar were two of the many instruments that Prince was very skilled at and gifted at playing. You know, Prince is known primarily as a guitarist by the you know, the general public, and that wasn't even really true until 2004, when he was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. He did the guitar solo on a cover of George Harrison's Beatles song "While My Guitar Gently Weeps," and because George Harrison was posthumously inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame the same year Prince was, and but that moment kind of blew up into a viral sensation, and the you know, the mass public was finally made aware that Prince was this, you know, top 10, top 5 guitarist, you know, to ever play. So, but I love him as a guitarist. He's in my top 3 favorite guitarists. He isn't number 1, strangely enough, but that's another topic for another show. But I personally love his piano playing. Mm-hmm. And so to have that piano on there is very, very special. And then, of course, I specifically requested the Peach Cloud guitar because it's my favorite. It's from one of my favorite Prince eras to begin with. The Sign of the Times era is very, very associated with the Peach Cloud guitar. So I love that guitar. So
I wanted the
peach one in there. So yeah, but it's very special to have those instruments incorporated, and those were my mom's idea. And then, you know, as you said, pulling inspiration from Paisley Park, specifically the large atrium at Paisley Park, we have the sky and the clouds and also the golden doves.
Yes.
Which you can see at least one of them behind me, or one or two, or partially.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was very special. And then I knew that I wanted Paisley Park, the building itself, in the actual mural, because it's you know, not only did I want my room to have the overall energy of Paisley Park, but I wanted to visually represent the building, because it's an iconic image among Prince fans, because we know it's his creative sanctuary, and it's been a museum since 2017, but before that it was a recording studio, it was a film soundstage, quite a few movies used the sound stages at Paisley Park in the late 80s and mid 90s. You know, it's a concert venue. You know, it's all these things, and it's generally, you know, it's Prince's creative sanctuary, and he actually did live there, you know, so he used it as an apartment complex as well for various stretches of time on and off throughout his life. So the building itself is very iconic, and I thought a very important aspect to incorporate in the mural. And then we have that sort of, you know, subtle homage to Purple Rain with the purple clouds in the background. You've got the light sky, and then as it approaches the horizon, you've got the purplish clouds in the background. That's sort of an homage to Purple Rain.
Right. We were kind of joking around that the Purple Rain is coming right now. It's like on
right. Exactly. 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 It's fast approaching.
It's fast approaching. Yeah.
So
it's rolling in.
Yeah. So, and we took inspiration also from one of the posters for the Paisley Park celebration. I believe it was the 2017 poster. So that's where we got sort of the blue sky going into the more purplish sky, you know, that whole gradient. We took inspiration from that poster. So shout out to whoever that artist was. I should know off the top of my head who it is, but unfortunately I don't. But that's a tremendous piece of artwork in itself, and it provided great inspiration. And then, Laura, you're the one that actually incorporated the celestial shapes on the floor there in an actual room in Paisley Park, and you found those that incorporated them into the design, and I was like blown away. I was like, this is perfect. This is the perfect touch. I mean, when you found those, you know, what sort of compelled you to include those as you were looking up different elements to include in the design?
Well, I felt like the ceiling, you know, having that be the light blue sky with the white clouds was just such a striking nod toward the atrium of Paisley Park.
Right.
And I remembered, I couldn't remember exactly what the carpeting looked like from when I was there, but I remembered there was something about it that I had just loved. Because it's near one of the stairways.
Yeah.
And so I looked around online and found what the carpeting had looked like. And I was like, all right, it was the celestial bodies. And so I just thought it was such a nice way to have it come full circle, you know, from floor to ceiling, you know, those just carefully selected elements that Prince chose to incorporate in his home,
right,
you know, that we could incorporate in your home. And so I thought that was kind of the perfect way to round out the design, you know.
Right. And then, of course, I would be remiss not to mention the fact that we have we have Prince wearing a symbol necklace. And that was one of the elements that we sort of tinkered with and toyed with in the design the most, how to incorporate the symbol.
Right.
And I just thought, in the end, a necklace was the most natural way. You know, it isn't the biggest or the flashiest element on the mural at all, but it's, you know, it's there and it's incorporated. So I'm very happy with that element as well. But yeah, we had tried several different iterations of incorporating a symbol, and I think this turned out to be one of the more subtle, certainly,
Right.
iterations we had, but also
yeah, we had it pretty big for a while, like in the sky and behind him, and then thought about, you know, incorporating maybe a smaller one. But I agree. I'm really happy with where we landed on incorporating it as kind of the necklace that's kind of resting, you know, near his heart, and, you know, having it be something that maybe you doesn't jump out at you right away, but once you look at the design, you're like, oh, he's wearing his symbol, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And like you say, close to his heart too. And there's a beautiful symbolism in that as well.
Right.
Which I love. So yeah, I mean, and my sister unfortunately was away at the time you were creating the mural, so you guys weren't able to interact, but hopefully I could organize a Zoom call or something between the three of us, because I would really love you to be able to talk to my sister and just sort of meet her and talk a little bit about her role in my, you know, Prince fandom, and because she is a very important part of why I love Prince and my history as a fan, and she was very, very much on my mind and in my heart as we were doing the mural. So, and she absolutely loved it. In fact, she suggested this. I didn't say it, but I'm going to say I co-signed with her, and which is to say this. If anybody from Paisley Park is watching, or the Prince Estate, Prince Legacy LLC, or Prince OAT LLC, if you need some artistic help or consultations with something for Paisley Park or an exhibit or who else, you know, whatever else you need, I think you should hire Laura, because I think this mural proves that she can do Prince justice. So I really think somebody in the higher up levels of, you know, the Prince organization should, you know, take a look at this and strongly consider you for work in an official capacity, because what you've done with my mural is pretty, you know, as close to perfection as you could possibly get, I would say. So I really hope that somebody reaches out to you in official capacity and allows you to do more Prince themed work, because you really nailed this one, and I'm excited to see what else you could possibly do in the Prince world and for the Prince world. So the powers that be, if you're listening, get a hold of me, get a hold of this woman, get a hold of both of us, whatever it takes.
I would certainly be willing.
Yeah. So, my sister, was very adamant about it. She's like, Laura should do something for Paisley Park officially. So, but yeah, just it was a tremendous experience all around, and you know, I'm still getting comments to this day, you know, weeks later, about the work, and you know, and one person on Twitter actually couldn't believe that it was all all hand painted. They said if that's actually hand painted, he said that's amazing, and it's from the heart, and and he was just totally flabbergasted and amazed by it. So seeing things like that, it's very, very cool, and I just feel very, very good for you, Laura, and I want to give you this exposure, and I'm not sure really how large my audience is, but hopefully a lot of people will see this, and a lot of people will see you, and like I say, the kind of person you are, and the class and professionalism with which you carry yourself, and you're really deserving of all the accolades and more that I could help bestow upon you. So I'm really grateful and really honored to have connected with you and to be able to talk to you here today about the creative process and about just the importance of creativity and self-expression and individuality as well, because when it comes down to it, as you alluded to earlier, Prince was a really big proponent of people being true to themselves and sharing a part of themselves with the other, everybody else in the world. So, and I think what you're doing with your art and your murals is sharing a part of yourself with the world. Of course, you're helping clients to achieve their specific visions, but you're also within that sharing a part of yourself and who you are and what you love. So I really respect and appreciate that. And you're just a wonderful overall person, and I'm very grateful to have connected with you, and I hope we could work on something again in the future. I don't know what that would be or what it looks like, but I'm very, very honored to know you and just to have the opportunity, like I say, to give you a platform to talk about yourself and talk about your work is my pleasure and my honor.
I'll just say, right back at you, Chris. I mean, it's just been such a pleasure just like working on this project with you, just such a special collaboration, and just getting to kind of be a part of bringing this project to life, I just feel really, really fortunate and lucky. And I mean, I've never had, someone be, I mean, just so like you were so positive in like sharing like the process throughout. I just felt so like supported, and like I had such wind beneath my wings as I was even working on this, because I mean, you were just so supportive, and your community and the people that you surround yourself with are just such wonderful like people. So I just felt really kind of touched and honored to be a part of this, through from beginning to end. And but likewise, I'd love to continue working together in whatever, whether that's a future project or just staying in touch. And I love being part of your podcast. And it's just, creativity is mysterious, right? We don't know what can happen.
And while I remember, before we go, we're going to get to where people can get in touch with you and all that. But before that, something you said about the community being supportive and having the wind, beneath your wings and stuff like that. I wanted to ask you specifically about capturing Prince's likeness, because it's one of the things that my mom and my sister and other people that I've talked to about the mural, they're absolutely gobsmacked about the realism of Prince's face. Could you talk a little bit about what that experience was like for you? And I know you told me a little bit about it. You know, after the fact, you said that you sort of felt his presence, Prince's presence, that is, sort of guiding you, helping you out with, you know, capturing his essence and stuff. But I wonder if you could go a little deeper with that a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, so for anyone who was kind of watching the creation process online, will know that, you know, I left his kind of figure to the very last, you know, so I painted like first his suit and then, you know, I was doing chest and hands and face last. And I mean, of course, in a portrait, it's the most nerve-wracking part, right? Because you want the likeness to be correct. And so, yeah, as I was, you know, starting to work on the portrait, you know, I had reference material that I was looking at as I was working on it. But yeah, I really like thought, you know, to myself and, you know, was sort of like, okay, like, you know, spirit of Prince, like, you know, I will like kind of like support me, you know, be like, let's really like bring you into this, you know. And I did feel like I kind of knew what to do, you know. And I mean, I do have experience painting portraits, but I felt like I didn't struggle on it very much. You know, I really felt like I kind of knew where I needed to add shading as I tweaked things, kind of like what needed to get adjusted. And, and I do think sometimes you have those moments in kind of any kind of creative project, but yeah, sometimes like when you're working on a painting or when I'm working on a painting, you do feel guided a little bit. And I think that there are things we don't fully understand. And I do think that Prince, the essence of Prince was with us as we were working on this. And
very, very cool. Very cool.
So I'm very glad that you're right. Yes. I'm pleased with how it turned out as well. It was really
Definitely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Definitely. Mm-hmm. And before I let you go, I always ask my guests where can people reach you and connect with you on either on social media or, you know, on your website or things like that.
Totally. Yeah. So I have a website. So my website is www.lauramargo.com. Margot is a nod to my middle name. So so Laura Margot and is the business name.
And I should say it's Margot without a T. So
without a T, yes.
Mm-hmm. It's M-A-R-G-O.
Yes, correct. So and I am on Instagram. Not as active as I'd like to be. But, you know, there's only so much time in a day, but it's lauramargo.arts for Instagram. But I'm also, you know, shoot me an email, and that's just laura@lauramargo.com. So any or all ways are definitely welcome. Love to hear from people. So.
Okay, that sounds good. And I'll have those links. I'll have those links for everybody in the YouTube video description, as well as the description on Apple Podcasts and Spotify as well. Everybody, I don't want to say spam this woman because I don't want.
Feel
I don't.
free. Feel free to
But
spam
I mean, she deserves all the praise and all the accolades that she can get. So,
Thanks, Chris.
Check out Laura's work and leave likes and comments or whatever you can do. And like I said, as we were, conversing after the mural had been completed, I'm more than willing to be a founding member of your street team and help with the social media promotion and all that. So whatever you need a hand with, I'm available. So,
Awesome.
and I don't charge anything, so I'm a pretty cheap worker, but I'm open.
Hired. That's great.
Yeah, I'm open to helping out wherever, so just say the word. But
That's awesome. Thank you. Thank you.
to wrap things up, any other projects that you want to talk about that are coming up or that you're working on currently that you're really excited about?
So there's always lots of plates spinning in the air. But no, I have kind of a cool one coming up, working with with the dog groomers called Mavericks grooming studio in Hopkins, Minnesota, and we're adding kind of a cool mural into one of their rooms that's going to feature a lot of their different clients' dogs. And they
Oh.
especially, yeah, they focus on especially like elderly dogs, and just they really put they they're they just do a lot of pampering and making sure that the dogs just are just taken really good care of and just treated with a lot of love and stuff. And so that's been a fun one that I've been gearing up for, that I'll be painting in September. And
Nice.
then yeah, I mean, but yeah, couple things filling out the calendar for the rest of the year, and it's kind of fun to kind of see how the rest of the year is shaping up. That's one of the things I love about this work, is that it's I work with a lot of different kinds of clients, residential and commercial, and I love the variety, and it's really special. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a huge dog person, so that dog groomer project sounds right up my alley, and working with elderly dogs and rescues and things like that is a cause that's very dear to my heart. And in fact, there's a Prince connection there too, because Prince's first wife, Maite Garcia, who lives in Las Vegas, actually has a pet rescue active in Las Vegas called Maite's Rescue. So it's but it's very, very great. And thank you so much for
All right, thank you.
taking time out of your day to come join me and talk a little
For
bit.
asking me. I was so honored to be a part of it.
Well, the honor is mine, truly.
Thank
But thank you so much, and I hope we stay in touch, and you're wonderful. So
you.
thank you for being
You're
you.
wonderful too. So thank you, Chris.
Thank you. Okay, for Laura Johnson and myself, this is Chris Johnson saying, see you next time, everybody. Until then, peace and be wild.